This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hogs will definitely eat you, and they love the taste of blood. My grandpa raised pigs and always told us to never go near the pig's pen with a cut on our leg, as they will try to bite you.
Oh, they'll sniff it out.
Oh. What if you have the, what if you had a period or something like that, you know? Yeah.
Having firsthand experience showing pigs at the county fair, I never found them to be that aggressive.
All right.
Well, you were a tender lover.
Yeah. Well, you were aggressive, right? Okay.
But these are probably pigs that have just been, you know, socialized to people because they'd been around people their entire lives.
Yeah.
But it's not a proud moment that
Did you ever bleed near the pig?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Right.
Like
these pigs would have contact with humans on a daily basis, wouldn't they? Or they get fed?
Austin's behind them all the time.
Yeah.
No. You got to sneak up.
Whoever wrote that note. About
my grandpa raised pigs and told
us
never to go near the pig's pen with a cut on your leg. They will try to bite you. I'm going to go with the guy's grandpa.
Yeah, me too. I didn't know that. Now I'm going to stay away when I'm on my period.
When you bleed?
Your pig sounded a little more domesticated, Bush.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they weren't mine. I was just helping, but still, it was not a proud moment in my life finding myself in a show ring at a county fair trying to lead a hog around.
Were you 4-H or something like that?
Yeah, it was 4-H.
It was just a pants size.
Hey, don't retire, Nick.
Yeah.
That's a good one there. That's just a pants size.
I was helping my cousin show her hogs.
Her pigs.
Because if you have two in the same category, then you got to find somebody else to show one of them.
How old were you at this pig show?
12. 13, somewhere around there.
That's right in the middle of the husky section.
Yeah.
Sometimes he goes out
and
fat kids showing pigs, man.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I was a fat kid, and putting myself in the position of showing pigs, I shudder.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's just say I was not in the minority in that particular county fair.
Fat guy showing pigs.
It was almost like you would be comfortable to be shirtless with the pigs.
No, that's not that. No,
like Austin is when he moves them.
You like bacon at all stages.
Yeah.
Like it only works to move the pigs if I'm naked and covered in oil.
If you want, we could relive those days and go town to town, and you can go around and show my hog. I don't think
you're sure to be definitely off for that one.
You're not going to win any ribbons or anything.
No, you're not.
Todd, I don't know if you've ever showed hogs before, but the way you show them is you got a little stick that you just kind of keep smacking them with to kind of lead them around.
I know. That's why I asked.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as you know.
That's right. That's how you calm Todd down. Stick of the hog.
See, I knew that. I tried that at first because I've seen it done at fairs, and I think you got to train them from when they're young, because I was just hitting them with a stick and they just did not care.
Yeah. Well, I think I believe the aim was you're supposed to try to keep the broad side of the pig towards the judge so that they could see all of the
meat,
physical aspects of the pig. But
he couldn't hit the broad side of a pig.
Did you say, Corey wants to know if you said, Puss, you showed your cousin his hog, your hog?
Okay. No. I was helping my cousin show her hogs.
Oh, okay. All right.
At the county fair,
I do like the idea of you just traveling with Todd and show his
I've never
the hog show.
I've never heard boobs called that before.
Neither have I. Oh man!
The worst part was like just living at the county fair for days on end.
That had to be bad.
Oh, it sucked.
I hate to keep Nickel bringing up eventually. But, I mean, you're like a 12-year-old husky kid with jorts on showing a hog at a fair.
Yeah,
you've come a long way, Puss.
And when
you really have,
but you guys either dropping wax all over him and painting him like an Easter egg.
We abused him for a year or so, but after that we were done. Now it's just
it was
verbal.
Just verbal.
Now it's verbal, but he's all in shape now, married, kids, lives in a nice house, and he's not showing pigs with jorts on, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's not hard to improve when you were a fat kid in George scooping hog crap out of a pen at the county
fair. That's true. You can't fall back.
You set the bar pretty low.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Sometimes it still calls you, though.
Not at all.
Austin, you told this dude that you loved living in the Bahamian Alps. Why'd you move?
Oh, I still live in them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I just don't, not in that part
of
it.
You're just a little closer, right?
Yeah, I'm just kind of on the, I don't know, on the outskirts, but I'm still, you know, I got a view of it from my...
Okay, all right.
From my hog pen.
All right. From my hog pen.
Out of
France. Do you feel like this is going to be the place for a while?
After what I just went through with moving, I'm never moving again.
Good.
Okay.
Got a good story out of France.
Now I have enough
here.
Land I could build a different house if I wanted
thought that
to.
Too.
All right. I'm trying to get this in. A hospital in France was evacuated after a male patient arrived with a World War I artillery shell lodged
in his buttocks.
Yes, his backside.
Yeah, because where else could be put?
According to
his
the
mouth?
Bum shell report, the unnamed 24-year-old was rushed to Rangel Accident and Emergency Unit in Toulouse late Saturday night, so this is recent. The poor fellow was in a state of extreme discomfort, having inserted a large object up his rectum.
Damn near killed him. I think he just set it off.
Surgeons conducted emergency surgery during which they discovered the shocking source of his pain, a live 8-inch bombshell from 1918 that had been lodged inside him.
Where'd he find it?
Fearing a potential fire in the hole at hospital, medical personnel alerted the bomb squad and fire brigade and evacuated the facility.
Having the bomb squad defuse a bomb in your ass?
You're sweating, man. You're sweating.
It's like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a photo of it here, but they don't really give you a good perspective.
So was it a situation where he saw something, give me help with that.
Right. He saw something 8 inches and girthy, so
right.
Of course.
I'm going to sit on that bear.
What are you going to do with that?
Sit on it.
Man, so bored, that guy.
They put a security rimmer, a perimeter around the medical center.
You had me a security rimmer.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. He shows up on Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah. Is this
like,
guy even
bring anything? He's like, you got to get him out of here.
Is this guy even embarrassed?
I don't
think?
Know how they determine this just by looking at his ass. You can look at a guy's ass with an artillery shell up it.
It's got to be the bomb's ass.
Yeah. They determined it was not a threat. So. It had either been detonated or it was inert.
Was it World War I or two?
Oh, so
World War I.
It wasn't live then? It didn't end up being live?
No,
but you don't know that right away.
Yeah, not until you get in there.
It's unclear how the antique ordnance ended up in the man's ass.
It's from his hand.
Because he put it there.
Yeah.
How it ended up.
Could have been.
He just sat down at a museum.
Party stunt gone wrong.
Party stunt.
What kind of party's that, man?
The worst kind.
Yeah. Although or the best kind.
Yeah.
None of there's ammunition.
France's La Dépêche newspaper wrote that the medical staff in Toulouse are accustomed to treating victims injured during sexual games. So they must have some fun. They got a hospital just for sex injuries.
Wow.
A whole wing.
Paris is for lovers, right?
Okay. Bet this guy's wife was annoyed.
Right.
Yeah.
The patient.
I get what you said there, Nick.
It's expected to be interviewed by authorities later this week. That would be an interesting conversation to eavesdrop on. While prosecutors are considering taking legal action against him for handling Category A munitions.
But once again, he didn't know what it was. He just saw something he could stick him in his ass.
Oh, no, no.
Man.
It looks like a shell.
Oh, it does.
I don't know if this is the actual one that was up his ass, but they show it for
him. He just loved history so much he wanted it inside of him.
Well, then take a bullet, then put a bullet up there. This is ridiculous. Yeah.
I don't think he should be charged for trying
here
to be the hero of the party.
I feel like that is, you know how when people put the giant holes in their earrings?
Right, right.
But
right.
you have to start small and then make it bigger? Like, that's probably what you have to do with your butthole, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Like, he probably started with bullets and then he moved up to the mortar shell.
Good point. Good point.
Didn't you
know that's a point.
They charge you for pulling you off the mountain sometime.
Oh,
they should charge you for doing this. Because, you know, again, leave something attached to one end of it that hangs out of your ass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you could remove it that way instead
like the
of
thing,
just use a finger, man.
Having to go
She's always saying that.
To the hospital in Toulouse.
Because a finger is attached to a hand. It pulls right out.
It was just whispering that in a dude's ear.
Been saying that forever. Yeah.
I've been saying that forever.
Use a finger.
Could they even x-ray
No one
this?
Listens to my advice.
This apparently is a popular activity in France. In 2022, the hospital Sainte-Musée in Toulon was partially evacuated after an 88-year-old arrived with a World War One artillery shell up his ass.
A different guy?
88.
Does anybody find him over there and just hand him in for like history purposes?
Apparently not.
Obviously, this, I've heard
that
stories
guy was
about,
probably in World War One.
Right. Yeah, with World War One and World War Two, there's a bunch of stuff they say is still in the ground all over Europe.
And aren't you supposed to just like not touch that and call somebody because it could still be live?
Or stick in your ass.
It seems like
that's
the wrong approach.
It. That's it's the
like
only way no, to test
it's
it.
It's like they only have two things.
Right.
Call somebody or stick in your ass.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Those are the only ways to tell
right.
if it's live.
It says here they do a thing called the annual Iron Harvest where they collect unexploded munitions from both world wars found on farmland, building sites, and other disrupted land.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, you'll see that story every now and again. They're building some new building, right. and they're excavating.
Especially
oh!
Over there, especially over there.
We found a bomb.
Whatever. Let's put it in our ass.
There were millions of bombs in both those wars all over Europe.
That's
Europe's
apparently
that
the first thought in France.
Right. Yeah. This is why they can't be trusted. This Perfect. Is why the French are...
Just say we'd had a major war. I mean, obviously the Civil War was happened here and Revolutionary War, but that was basically bullets and mortars. Yeah. I mean, like cannonballs.
Wide
Nobody
cannonballs.
Ever puts a cannonball up their ass. They
That's
find one of those.
Too wide.
Right. That's way too wide.
I bet you their whole category of artillery shell porn.
Yeah. What's wrong with the baguette?
Yeah, because it's soft. It's malleable. Right. Yeah.
Sometimes they're crunchy on the
they
outside.
They are kind of crunchy. That might cut your butthole.
What'd be
though.
Easier to jam up there?
Yeah, true.
Well, you said soft. That's not what they're looking for.
No.
If
that artillery show.
I love that there's like apparently not just one or two people. There's a lot of people. Now, listen, anal plays fine. We all like that. But give me a break. You can do something else besides show an artillery show up your butt. Or everything else we hear about over the years.
Well, they speculated this was a party stunt.
And that's the party I want to go to.
Yes. Where it's life or death.
I didn't think about that. Okay. Yeah.
I just want to be an observer at that party. I don't want to participate.
No. I'd pay a cover charge, too, as long as there's a keg.
I was 24 once, but I don't believe I was inclined to stick an artillery shell up my ass.
No, you weren't.
You don't think, but you're not sure.
Right. Can't say for sure.
Hell of a holiday.
Yeah, I have a friend who works in the emergency room. We always do this story all the time. He told me the surprise young people coming with shampoo bottles. Obviously, we talked about that with Adam Sandler yesterday.
Yeah.
And other objects stuck up there. And their excuse is always, I fell in the shower. Wow, just say it. If you fell and actually, I mean, what if you did fall and, you know, shampoo bottles on the floor and that did happen? You can't even lie. You can't even tell the truth, Alan.
No, that nobody's going to believe you.
Nobody's going to believe you, right?
No, you can't just accidentally.
No, if
have
you fell on the
ass.
Shampoo bottle, I think there would be a little more trauma.
Yeah. Right.
There may be a little bleeding involved. Mm-hmm.
This is
bruising.
Not fair. Corey did an AI photo of a young puss at the hog farm. Now, granted, it's not your face puss, but.
It's pretty close. It's,
And this kid's a redhead. At least you weren't a redhead.
No, I wasn't a soulless ginger.
No. That's a brutal photo.
The only thing I could so here's my problems with the photo. The county fair I was at was nowhere near big enough to have a Ferris wheel in the background.
Okay, right.
And the hog showing arena was inside a roofed structure.
Right.
We weren't outside.
So, other than that, it's pretty spot on.
And you had to wear your 4-H shirt instead of just a plain green shirt like this kid. But other than that,
you stand there with two hogs, right?
Were they mesh?
No. And I don't think you were actually allowed to wear the jorts in the show ring. You had to wear jeans.
Oh, you did? Okay.
So, JNCOs.
Yeah.
Not quite. This would have been like 92, 93.
This dude's got
93.
From his knees to his feet. That's some stubby calves right there in that kid.
Yeah.
It's AI, though. So.
But, yeah, that's, I mean, fairly close.
Wow. You should be proud of that, puss. Yeah.
Should I?
You look nothing like that anymore.
Oh, okay, well that.
That's what I meant. No, not proud of the hog showing.
No.
You helped a cousin out. What are you going to do?
Yeah, then I quit 4-H.
I do want you to wear that same outfit when you show Todd's hog, though.
Yes. That little hog-beating stick for you, Todd.
Cut off jean shorts, a green T-shirt. You'd be smiling like that holding Todd's hog, too.
Just going from town to town.
You hear Todd's hog's in town. Yeah, pussy show. It was so stupid. It's so stupid. It was Todd's joke. Todd, that's so stupid.
It was a little weird to spend the whole week there caring for these hogs and then show them and then just
they eat them, right?
Send them off to slaughter after that.
Yeah, see? You thought that was weird.
Back in 2021, a guy in Gloucester, England, had a World War II anti-tank shell inside his rectum, and guess how it got there?
He fell
in the shower?
He slipped and fell.
So he took the tank shell into the shower always, right?
I don't know.
That's where your pants are off the most.
He slipped and fell. Yeah. That's from 2021.
Nobody's buying that.
No, not anyone on Earth. And everybody, it's not even possible.
And everybody knows, whatever goes behind closed doors in your sexual fetish, nobody cares, man. Just tell the doctor. Yeah, I shoved a shampoo up there. You know.
Yeah. Right. Everybody's sit on the edge of the bed and watch me.
There you watch me.
Like, my butthole hair had dandruff.
I'd buy that one.
Herbal essence.
I'd buy that one.
But before you stick
a lot
shell,
of hair.
You got to consider if you stick a shell up there, you know, then munitions experts have to show up.
Right. They're risking their lives. Right.
They got to clear out the hospital. Yeah, they got to bring in the Hurt Locker guys.
You know, first of all, can you imagine if it does go
Black
off?
Black Hawk down.
The bottom part of that guy's, it's like when a shotgun peels back in cartoons.
Yeah.
That's how his ass is going to look. Yeah.
Oh, no.
His butthole explodes and just fires poop all over the bomb experts. This day's gone sideways.
And his duck bill will be on the back of his head.
Exactly.
And his anus will be scattered over a 3-county area.
Yeah. All right. Quality segment right there.
Thanks for listening. Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it is Hall of Fame. Phone back.
Well, if there's things in your ass, we're going to report on it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.